5.7 million people suffer. It's projected to triple by 2050. We're talking about Alzheimer's. Somebody's diagnosed every 65 seconds, and 200,000 Americans under 65. It's not an old person's disease. I'm with Colleen Lukasik, the walk manager. That sounds like a cool job for Alzheimer's Association, a Rochester Finger Lakes chapter. Is that, did I get it right?
Yes.
Close? Yep. Close enough?
You got it.
So how long have you been with Alzheimer's?
I'm actually relatively new to the team.
Okay.
So I just joined this past spring.
Okay. So now with the funds, you guys raise funds, obviously.
Yes.
And it goes for research. Now, who's doing the most research? I mean, I know a lot of stuff happens here in Rochester, but we don't cure everything in Rochester.
Right.
Any breakthroughs you can discuss with us? Although they're talking about this number is going to triple by 2050.
Right. So what I've come to learn with the organization is that we're not just sending the funds to research.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just looking for a cure for those diagnosed. We're really there to support the caregivers. And so that was really fascinating to me when I came to learn that. So a lot of what we do is education to help people find answers. And then care and support as well. And we do a lot of different classes and seminars and support groups and things like that. Because it's one of those things that once you're diagnosed, there's not too much you can do about it. But it takes a real toll on the family who has to take care of that person who's been diagnosed.
Absolutely.
So we're really there to provide services for them to try to make life easier, however possible.
Some people are probably really devastated when they're told this.
Absolutely. I've heard those speak about it, and essentially their doctor really just says, get your affairs in order,
mm-hmm.
make the most of the time you have left, and you don't really know necessarily how long that might be. You know?
We all have, I had COVID, and they said, I call it COVID brain, because since then, sometimes I'm just speaking, and words don't come to me.
Absolutely.
It's not just names or anything. It's just words sometimes don't come to me. And so everybody's like, oh, Alzheimer's. I'm like, I don't know. How would I know? I mean, is there a difference? Is there a way to tell even, I wonder?
You'd have to schedule an appointment with your doctor.
Uh-huh.
And they'd most likely, take images of your brain and take a look at it and see what's going on.
Oh, not an MRI. I hate those things. Oh. I just had to do one for my arm. Yeah. And it had to go in like this.
Yeah.
Like Superman.
Oh, my gosh.
For 30 minutes.
That sounds fun.
Oh, no, it wasn't, though. Because I had a mask on and my face was down in a pillow. So it made it really difficult.
Yeah.
So walk manager, this is a full-time job, huh? Because you guys... You got a big walk coming up.
Yes, yeah. And we do other events, too. I'm not going to lie. When I first looked at the job description, I thought, well, how do you make one event a full-time, year-round
yeah,
thing?
Right.
But we support each other with different events, too. And it's not just the walk. We have three walks, and we just had our gala. And we have something called The Longest Day, which we'll talk about a little bit more, I know. So there's more than just our walks in the fall.
Yeah, the longest day is coming up, June 21st, right?
Yes,
the summer solstice.
So, yep, the longest day really is something that you can do year-round. It's mm-hmm. a really interesting concept. It's an independent fundraiser where you pick an activity and you run with it. So I usually start by asking people, what are you good at or what do you like to do? One of our biggest things is running, walking, hiking, and pledging the miles for that. But you can lead a class, you can have a bake sale, a lemonade stand. Some people have barbecues in the summer. It's really unlimited. It's just
I ride my bike.
Counts. So you could pledge miles for that. And then your friends and family would just make donations. You can set it up through Facebook, which is really easy. There's a TLD, the Longest Day app, where you can take donations that way. You can deposit checks even, and then it just comes directly to us, so you don't have to do a lot of legwork. But again, you can do it any time of the year, but we try to really make a big deal of the summer solstice being the longest day. And so a lot of our constituents will have their activity close to that date.
Right, right. So where do we go to sign up? You said Facebook, you can do it? That sounds too easy.
Yeah, you can create a fundraiser through Facebook. You'd want to go to the alz.org/TLD website. And then you would register as a participant that way.
Okay.
Then you'll get a shirt in the mail and some other fun tools to, if you're having an event, kind of decorate with. And you can link your Facebook page right there. It's really, really easy to do. And then it's just simple. We had somebody on a virtual call one time link their Facebook, and they raised $500 in that hour meeting that we were having with them.
No
and they're
kidding.
Just kind of friends and family pitched in, and you don't really have to do anything. So,
and this community is very giving.
They are. Yes.
Are you a native?
I am.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I've been in radio for 40 years now and doing a lot of different events for a lot of different causes, and people just come out, you know.
Yeah.
They really do, and they're very, very generous. See, the word wasn't coming. I'm doing examples here for you. So now, if somebody needs support, if I just got this diagnosis, should I call you?
You can. You could start by calling 1-800-272-3900. That's our 24/7 helpline.
Okay.
So you could call that any time of day, any time of year. If you're a caregiver and you can't sleep at night and you're thinking, I just need answers to these questions, it's 2 a.m. You can call. Somebody will answer.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, because you don't know what your challenges are going to be that are coming ahead. You
right.
know, you think you know what the problems, but there's probably a lot of stuff out there that you never even could imagine that are going to be obstacles down
sure.
the road.
And I've heard stories of those living, you know, 10 plus years with dementia and
sure.
or Alzheimer's. So it's a long time.
It's battling
through
it's really tough. My mother-in-law passed from she had ALS, which is, you know,
yes.
kind of sort of similar. The caregiver, it's the same, I think.
Right.
You know, and it's not the same disease, obviously, for the person suffering, but for the caregiver, it's a lot. And my wife had to do everything for her mother at the end,
yeah.
you know, and it took a toll on her. It really did. So I know firsthand, I saw it, what people go through to, you know, when they're taking care of a loved one that way.
Yep. And that's another thing we'll do is we'll come into your organization and talk to your employees. So maybe you have a really big workforce
mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, wow, you know, my average employee is maybe that 40 to 55 range where they have a parent who's a little elderly. And we can come in and talk to them about the resources that are available, where to start, who to get answers from. And just how to manage their time.
Right.
You know, I was a nurse's assistant about 12 years ago at St. Anne's, and I remember having residents. Most of my residents did have some type of dementia, but I remember their kids coming in, and you know, their 45-year-old kids or so, after work and spending the evening with them, and
right.
then having to go home and do it all over again the next day. And I remember thinking, how do you do it? How do you get through the things that you need to do for yourself
and your kids,
right?
Your kids,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
Stuff like that. And I guess it's a challenge, too, if you're an employer and
sure.
you have somebody who's dealing with this and they're the caregiver.
Absolutely.
You got to give them a little leeway.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. It's very common. You know, they have to come in late. They have to leave early. They have to take time off. They have to take their loved one to doctor's appointments.
Yeah. Stuff like that. What else? There's another event later this year, too, that you wanted to talk about. Can you tell us about that?
We have our three walks this fall.
Okay.
So we have our Canandaigua walk on Saturday, October 1st.
Okay.
That will be at the Granger Homestead in Canandaigua.
Right on Main Street.
Easy to find.
My hometown. The chosen spot.
They're all about a 2-mile walk.
Uh-huh.
They're not a run. They're not a sprint. It's not anything crazy. We'll make sure that you have, you know, snacks and water to keep you fueled up. But it's really just, it's fun to just come together and see that you're not alone in the battle. And then our Rochester walk is Saturday, October 8th. So it's the following Saturday. And
okay.
that will be right over at Frontier Fields.
Right.
Okay. Everyone knows where that is. And then our last local walk is actually in Watkins Glen.
Oh,
around
really?
The track. Yep. And that will be the following Saturday, the 15th.
That's beautiful down there.
Yeah. We're really excited.
So that'll be a lot of fun. What else can people garner from your association, the Alzheimer's Association? What else? Why else would they come to you? Is a stumping question.
Yeah, you got me stumped there. I feel as though I kind of covered all of it. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, we have a lot of volunteers too. So, and maybe you had a loved one who has passed on, and you want to do some good in their name.
Right.
So there may be an opportunity to volunteer some time at an event. We have several committees that help us with marketing events, that help us with recruitment and retention. If you're good on the phone and you want to call some folks up and try to get them to come back to the walk, we'll take your help there. And then we have sponsorship opportunities as well, of course, for the walk. Right. So if you're trying to get, you know, your business name out there and get some publicity and do some good, and or if you want to get a company team together as a team building camaraderie thing, or if you have like a health and wellness program and you want to get your staff out there walking and right. exercising and doing that kind of, that's a box that you need to check. That's another team that. Another reason we sometimes get company teams.
That when you mentioned that, though, that people have dealt with it and then their loved one has passed, they could be a really good coach.
Absolutely.
I mean, they know they were there.
Yes.
And they could probably help somebody who's, just got the diagnosis.
Absolutely. My first week with the association, we had a live symposium, and that was our first live event in 2 years. And sure. we had around 200 attendees. I believe about half were in person and about half were virtual. And we had doctors there speaking on Alzheimer's. We had public figures that you may know speaking about their experiences. And then we had caregivers. Get up and take the microphone and say, this is what I'm dealing with. This is my advice to you. Or we had those in the crowd asking questions too.
Right.
We had one woman who was looking to relocate. Her husband was from another state originally, and he just wanted to go home is what he kept saying.
Yeah.
So she had questions on, relocation and healthcare, trying to figure out insurance when moving, and they had the answers for the most part for her, or they had someone they're able to direct her to say,
right,
reach out
right.
to this person. They'll be able to help you.
So you guys are just a good resource, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
yes. Yes. Use us.
Yeah. When you're dealing with it, a lot of times you can't open your mind to anything else.
Right.
And that's why, I think if they reach out to you guys, you can open up their eyes to a lot of stuff and what to expect and how to get, help for it.
Right. One of the, things that you may have to deal with is your loved one being in denial.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't want to.
Well, they become a different person
sure.
often.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not the person that you knew and loved.
Yep.
You still love them, but it's like, sometimes it's got to be really tough.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the longest day, obviously, the summer solstice is June 21st, so that's coming right up. Once again, we're almost out of time here, so tell us how to sign up.
Yep, you can go to alz.org/TLD.
TLD, what's
TLD
that?
TLD, for the longest day.
Oh, the longest day.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then, of course, and then you can look for it on Facebook as well.
Yes, yep.
And you can do whatever you want to do. You want to hop, skip, jump, walk, ride, any of that kind of stuff, and get people to pledge you. It will all go to the Alzheimer's Association, the Finger Lakes chapter. Is that it?
The Rochester Finger Lakes chapter. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colleen Lukasik. And I got your last name right.
You did.
Because I'm really good at butchering last names. But I got
this one. It's a good one to butcher.
I got this one. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck with the walk. And let us know how else we can help.
Okay. Thanks.